91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
She comes to me. All right, that was Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood from the album Live from Madison Square Garden, recorded just this, not too many years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I guess, Little Wing, the Jimi Hendrix song. And that goes out to Chris from Sparta. So, yeah, I remembered your name this time, Chris. I've only known you like 20 years or something. This is WNTI 91.9, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. And you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Alt, here tonight. And we're going to be playing all things having to do with Eric Clapton, whether it's solo or with the many groups he's been with or the many other artists that he's guested with or played with live or what have you. So, hey, we're going to do a question of the week, but a little bit different this time. I'm going to ask you to listen to something first and then tell me something about it. Basically, I'm going to ask you to tell me what it is, but don't call yet because I'm going to be a little bit more specific about the question. So I'm not asking you to tell me the name of the song or the album or anything like that, but just, you know, something about what it is. So listen really carefully. I think this is going to separate the real Clapton fans or fanatics from everybody else that just sort of likes a couple of top 40 songs of his or something like that. So listen really carefully. This is going to be about a 6 minute or 5 minute deal. And tell me what this is when I ask you the question. So what was that? All I can tell you is that this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org, and that you're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton, and that had Eric Clapton involved with it, I'll say. And the question is, what was that? So if you know the answer, I haven't actually asked you the question properly yet. So if you have the answer that I'm to the question I'm about to ask, dial 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. And I see that the phone is ringing, so I'm not going to pick that one up. So anyway, and as soon as I ask the question, give us a call at 908-852-4545. The question is, who was that? We don't know that. We don't want the name of the song or the name of the album, just the name of the artist, which could be an individual or could be a group. Who was that? And what does the name mean? What does the name of the artist mean? 908-852-4545. And now we're going to play something from Eric's first solo album.
Holding you, you holding me. Everyone could see we were in ecstasy. Making love against the wall, feeling very small, and we didn't need to be. Easy now, don't let my love flow out of you. Please remember that I want you to come too. Oh, my darling, help me please. When I'm without you, I fall down and graze my knees. I look so funny and I feel sad. Your love is all I've ever had. So please don't tease. Easy now, don't let my love flow out of you. Please remember that yesterday, no tomorrow. Could it be I had to borrow someone new? I know that I'm the one to blame, but all the same, there must be something you can do. Easy now, don't let my love flow out of you. Please remember that I want you to come to. Easy now, don't let my love flow out of you. Please remember that I want you to come to. Easy now, don't let my love go out of you. Please remember that I want you to come too.
And that was Easy Now from Eric Clapton's first solo album with Delaney and Bonnie and all those people, Leon Russell and Rita Coolidge, and what a cast of characters that had. Easy Now. We haven't got a correct answer to the trivia question yet. I lost the last call because I guess it was a cell phone with really bad service. But keep trying. Had a noble attempt, but it's going to be a hard one unless you really, really know Eric Clapton's stuff. It's kind of obscure. But the song before Easy Now that we played around 10 after 8, what is the name of the artist, whether it's a group or an individual, and what does that name mean? And it actually has some significance. 908-852-4545. Going to take a short break and going to play some rock and roll.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. We've got an incredible program for you this week. Folk icon Judy Collins is with us, plus fast rising star, singer-songwriter Ari Hest. Lots more coming up for you too this week. Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Piggy's Deli, located on Route 57 at the Shops of Mansfield in Hackettstown, New Jersey. Piggy's Deli has a menu featuring soups, sandwiches, salads, and more. Piggy's also offers a variety of catering options for various events, including backyard barbecues, pig roasts, formal parties, and weddings. More information can be found at piggysdeli.com or by phone 908-813-3008.
I'm an actor, I'm a comedian, I'm an orthodontist and a private pilot.
It's Curtains Up with Paul Reiser as Centenary Stage Company presents their season opening gala Saturday, September 13th at 8 p.m. You know Paul Reiser from TV's Mad About You.
I'll tell you the problem as a beverage. I think tea in its heart has an identity problem because it dreams of being coffee. You know what I mean? I think tea would like very much to be coffee. It considers itself best friends with coffee. You see it on the list, you know, hot beverages, coffee, and tea. It's right there. Just like, I'm with him. With best friends.
For tickets, call the Centenary box office or go online to centenarystageco.org. Paul Reiser is mad about Hackettstown, and he's coming Saturday, September 13th to the Lackland Center at Centenary.
Stores in my neighborhood have a lifespan of about an hour and a half now. They change the mix. They're combining things. Now, there's a cabinet shop. Three items they sell. We say cabinets, shelves, pineapple juice.
Get your tickets now for Paul Reiser at Centenary, Saturday, September 13th.
I really want to be there. I have a conflict, though. I got two choices, one thing in Blairstown and the other in Hackettstown. Boy, I really want to see Paul Reiser. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I can get one of the Star Trek transporters and make it to both shows. So what we're going to do now here at 98.9. That's too far up the dial. The cool stations stop at 91.9, actually. So WNTI, where great music lives, what we're going to do now is we're going to play some rock and roll. We did that last week or the week before, I forget which. Played some Jerry Lee Lewis, some crickets, and we're going to play some more Jerry Lee Lewis and crickets and some more Elvis-related stuff probably. We'll see how much time we have. Last week we played something from an album called The Crickets and Their Buddies, and it featured a whole bunch of different artists. This is really just The Crickets, but Eric Clapton helped out as well as some other people. But it's really mainly The Crickets. So we're going to play something from an album called Rockin'. And this is most of these songs are reinterpretations of Buddy Holly songs, of course, The Crickets being the backing band for Buddy Holly. But this one is, I don't believe he ever did this. It's just sort of a tribute to him. So Rockin' 50s Rock and Roll.
We still like to hear that Rockin' 50s Rock and Roll. Cause we love it dearly, that Rockin' 50s Rock and Roll. I used to get high on, so come on and try on that Rockin' 50s Rock and Roll. There's been some improvement on Rockin' 50s Rock and Roll, and I dig the movement, it may go out so long. Some people knocking, the young people rocking, the record store stocking, that Rockin' 50s Rock and Roll. We were just 16, we hit the road. Left home to play that rock and roll. We still like to play. Glad you could hear it, that Rockin' 50s Rock and Roll. Rockin' 50s, Rockin' 50s Rock and Roll.
Well, you can have her, I don't want her. She didn't love me anyway. She only wanted someone to play with. All I needed a love to stay. Just 1 hour and daylight comes, she's out getting it again. You can have her, I don't want her. She didn't love me anyway. She only wanted someone to play with. All I needed was a love to stay.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Good night, sir.
91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org.
Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, Bo Diddley.
That was Bo Diddley, of course, playing Bo Diddley from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction 1986 when Bo Diddley was inducted. And he's playing with Robbie Robertson and Eric Clapton on that. And we started that set off with, let's go back to the Crickets, an album called Rockin' 50s Rock and Roll, the Crickets being the band that I guess you would say was the Buddy Holly band. You know, that was the name of his band. But then, of course, it became Buddy Holly and the Crickets. So they became his backup band, more or less. An album called Rockin', consisting mainly of songs by performed by the Crickets, Buddy Holly songs, Buddy Holly written songs. But that song was called Rockin' 50s Rock and Roll. And toward the end, you heard just a little bit of Eric Clapton playing lead guitar, just a teaser, I guess. And then we heard You Can Have Her from Jerry Lee Lewis' album Mean Old World, and that featured Eric Clapton and James Burton. And then we heard, we actually played two tracks from a Chuck Berry compilation called Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. It was actually a movie that Keith Richards basically arranged. And we heard Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll, the song, and that featured Eric Clapton and pretty much everybody else that was up there, Keith Richards and everybody. And then we heard That's All Right from an album called A Tribute to the King being in this case Elvis Presley, because Eric Clapton was playing That's All Right with Scotty Moore, original guitarist with Elvis, and then, of course, Steve Shepard, Chris Stanton, and Graham Broad. And then we heard Wee Wee Hours, not exactly a rock and roll tune, but a Chuck Berry tune played by Eric Clapton with Chuck Berry, again, from the Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll motion picture. And I finished again with Bo Diddley from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 1986. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives, and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. I'm your host, Gary Ault, about to go into a break and play some more music.
Hi, this is Helen Forster from E-Town. We've got an incredible program for you this week. Folk icon Judy Collins is with us, plus fast-rising star singer-songwriter Ari Hest. Lots more coming up for you, too, this week, Wednesdays at 9 p.m., right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
The Stanhope House, located on Main Street in Stanhope, New Jersey. The Stanhope House offers Americana food and entertainment nightly.
Coming to the Stanhope House on Saturday, September 13th, Milo Z.
More information available at stanhopehousenj.com or by phone 973-347-7777 for the Stanhope House.
If you missed one of WNTI's recent programs like Value This, Contours, or E-Town, you can now listen to them anytime through the WNTI podcast page. Visit WNTI.org and click on the podcast link on the homepage. You will find a complete listing of WNTI's available podcasts and instructions on how to subscribe to them. This service is supported in part by the continued financial support from our members. Thank you.
Love the woman, God, I'm told.
And that relatively sparse applause is due to the fact that this was really just a rehearsal for the Bob Dylan 30th anniversary concert celebration, where Eric did an incredible version of Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. But that version we just heard was a rehearsal version. So not the crowd we heard from Madison Square Garden normally. So that's that. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College and streaming on the web at WNTI.org. I'm your host, Gary Alt. You're listening to Crossroads, the music of Eric Clapton. And we started off this hour after a little wing. We played a tune, a song, a piece, whatever you want to call it, that sounded kind of mysterious. Somebody thought it might have been Santana, maybe Andre Segovia. It was kind of hard to figure out. It was definitely Eric Clapton, though. And the question that I asked that we didn't get a correct answer for, not surprisingly, because you really couldn't Google this one, was what was the name of the artist? The artist being either an individual or a group. And what did that name mean? Well, this is what it was. In 1997, Eric got together with producer Simon Climie. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. And he did a mysterious album where he did not he did it anonymously. And it had to do with his the name of the album was Retail Therapy, which supposedly alludes to Eric's addiction to buying clothes. He would just get in an airplane to go to Milan to buy clothes all the time. And he particularly liked the work of Giorgio Armani, who was a friend of his. And Giorgio was doing a fashion show, and Eric volunteered to do some of the music for that show. The result was what you heard at the beginning of the hour, a song called Blue Rock from the album Retail Therapy. The name of the group, that is the question, is TDF. And I ask you, what does that mean? Well, TDF stands for Totally Dysfunctional Family. I don't know what, why, but I don't know if that was just tongue-in-cheek or whatever, but Totally Dysfunctional Family. So that was definitely Eric Clapton, and he used the name X Sample on the credits, and the other people on the album were not credited either. It was just X Sample and Simon Climie producing. So that's the answer. Maybe next week we'll give you one a little bit easier. But we're going to play something else from that same album. This is called Snow God. And that's TDF from the album Retail Therapy with Snow God. And hey, up after this is E-Town with guests Donna the Buffalo and Stephen Kellogg. And then after that, Mike the Hippie. And I'm going to make way for them in about 2 seconds. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. Let's go out with some Cream.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.